Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Anson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
There we are, your weekend edition of For the Birds. Bit milder than it was in the middle of the week, and a number of places got some decent snowfall. I guess it might have been Monday/Tuesday into a little bit into Wednesday even. But yeah, it was kind of a little blast of winter.
It was indeed. I think we got about 8 inches at home here in Middlesex, and you know, the forecast was for like 3, and it's like, this is more than 3.
Yeah.
But now it's spring again.
Yeah. I put my bird feeder up over the weekend, and of course we're all working remotely for the most part, and been enjoying lots of blue jays, lots of chickadees, and a good crop of the red-breasted nuthatch, which is just a fun bird to watch.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so it's early, and they seem to be enjoying what I put out. It's a combination of whatever, but it's good entertainment here as we're hunkered down.
Nice. Yeah, I'm still waiting a bit to get my feeder out since we have a lot of bear in our area.
Yeah.
So I got to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, I know. I wondered about that too, but we have not had a bear here at the farm. So anyway, we were going to talk about some. Actually, it's been a pretty active November. November can be pretty quiet for bird watching, but my understanding is we've had some visitors.
Yeah, you know, November, stick season, you know, most of the migration is over. It's a little on the early side for a lot of our winter finches, although we are seeing some of those, as we've talked about. But I've been, amazed about some of the late migrants that have been coming through Vermont. Some I've seen, some I haven't. And even some warblers still, Anson. I was at the Nature Center a few days ago, and this is when there was snow on the ground still, and there was a yellow-rumped warbler hopping on the ground at the base of the foundation of the farmhouse. And even a couple days prior to that, before the snow, there was a Blackburnian warbler, which is very late for a Blackburnian warbler. There's almost no records for October in Vermont, or at least this late in October. Yeah, so some lingering warblers. I've heard some other reports of lingering warblers like Perula warbler and black-throated blue warbler. So you never know what you're going to see.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And you also have a neat sandpiper. Talk about this sandpiper that's been spotted.
Yeah, this bird was found actually last weekend by Jim Osborne, a purple sandpiper, which is a very rare sandpiper for Vermont. They mostly winter along the coast where it's rocky. They love foraging on wet rocks that are being blasted by the surf, and they don't come inland very much. So one of these might show up in Vermont only every few years. So this bird was hanging out at the Shelburne Bay boat launch.
Yeah, so a purple sandpiper. Now, the sandpiper, has a cool beak and cool legs. Is there actually a lot of purple on this bird?
No, none at all.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Nor are there pink polka dots.
Yeah.
That would really top it off. Yeah, no, it's pretty much a dull gray. Maybe if you use your imagination, you could imagine some purple. Apparently, they have some purple sheen on the feathers. I've never seen that before, but maybe when it's in its high breeding plumage. But overall, it's a gray sandpiper, kind of a mid-sized sandpiper, but you know, short legs that are this time of year kind of a dingy yellow orange color, a longish beak that's orange at the base, and overall this gray plumage, whiter on the belly with some smudgy spots on the breast. So it's a fairly nondescript sandpiper. But again, pretty exciting because they rarely show up in Vermont.
Cool stuff. The purple sandpiper. I continue to see geese in formation flying. I saw two nice flocks during the midst of the storm the other day, and it was kind of interesting to see And this one was one flock of snow geese and the other flock of Canada geese. So it was kind of neat to see them flying in the bad weather, but they were way up top. So they were moving along though.
No, that's great. Yes, I've been seeing Canada geese as well, but I haven't seen any snow geese. I know I might need to get over to Dead Creek. There are snow geese coming through the Champlain Valley, not in the numbers like they used to. You used to be able to count snow geese by the tens of thousands. Now it's more like, you know, 1,000. But they are showing up. If you go to the Dead Creek viewing area off of Route 17 in Addison, that's a great place to check them out. They're such beautiful birds. And, you know, a lot of other waterfowl coming through, too. As long as we have open, unfrozen water, we'll get waterfowl moving through. Berlin Pond has been really active recently with ringneck ducks and scoters. There was a long-tailed duck and even a gadwall. And there was one other one, a widgeon. Yeah, American widgeon as well on Berlin Pond.
Yeah, good stuff. So had some waterfowl flying through. What else are you seeing? Any other sort of odd, strange arrivals in the midst of November and sixth season?
Let's see, you know, raptors are still migrating through. You know, you can still see red tails flying south. I know one hawk watch in the Champlain Valley, I think in Williston, they had red-shouldered hawk, turkey vulture, and I think in one day they had 5 golden eagles, which is very impressive.
Golden eagle, boy, that would be impressive. So they were just migrating through, though.
Yep. Heading south, you know, so unlike bald eagle, which now nests commonly in Vermont and spends the winter in Vermont in smaller numbers, especially along Lake Champlain, golden eagles nest far to the north of us and then only migrate through. Maybe once in a while, one will spend the winter somewhere in Vermont, but mostly they're passing through.
I'm watching a good fight at the feeder right now of the Blue Jays. Boy, they're quite aggressive. they're really liking this particular mixture of feed because there's like 4 of them and they're really going at it. And one just chased another one away because I think he got its peanut or whatever it wanted, you know. But doing a little bit of play-by-play here, but what a beautiful bird, though. If you've been watching it, and it is a beautiful bird.
They really are. They're stunning. You know, it's easy to take them for granted, but they are a beautiful bird. They're really smart and fun to watch their behavior. Yeah, I think I love Blue Jays.
Yeah, no, they're just all the different shades of blue, and right now got a nice blue sky, so it's got a nice backdrop, a little bit of snow, a little bit of blue sky, a little bit of blue jay, and lots of flying and stuff. But boy, they're going at it. I think it's going to be an expensive feed bill by the end of this by the end of this winter, judging by the entertainment I'm seeing. So they've probably gone through half the seed already. I didn't put it out too long ago, so we'll see.
It's worth it, Anson. Good for our mental health.
Yeah, good. It's, you know, I'm not spending it on gas. I can spend it on bird seed, right?
Exactly.
Sure. All right. We're getting off track here, but look at the time. We are nearing the end of this show. Enjoy November. Start planning that Thanksgiving feast, and we'll chat next week. And until next time, I'm Anson Tebbets.
I'm Chip Darmstadt.
Or the birds.